Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dumphy.
Churillo, ground ball to short. This could be two. Triolo goes to second for one, on to first in time. And the ball game is over. The Pirates turn two, and they sweep the Brewers.
That's not how you wanted the weekend to go. Heading into the All-Star break, joining us as he does on Mondays, Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio. Okay, Dom, let's get right to the pitching. Dele and I don't have a good feeling about it. Kind of have a little bit of a red flag concern here. Either talk us down or tell us we are good to be freaked out about Jacob Mizorowski.
Yeah, there's a lot of headwinds right now, to say the least. I look at the way the messaging has come out in a couple of ways. So for Kyle Harrison first, right, going on the injured list, people are going to instantly freak out because it's elbow, forearm related. And I talked about this on my show on the day that he had the rough outing in St. Louis, where it's just like, hey, you know, this dude clearly is ready for an All-Star break. And it's a reminder, he's never thrown this many innings, not missed a start in his big league career. So he's due for a little bit of a regression to like, hey, let's give this guy a breather. On the Miz front, I'm not worried at all. I think this is great timing. You know, he's not thrown more than 150 innings in his career. They got to make sure he's ready for October. I also think that the way that the Brewers are kind of set up with Gasser, I know he didn't pitch well yesterday, but then you got Gasser, you got Crow, you've got guys sort of on their way back. Just survive and see what you got available in September.
Dom, I am on board with you. I don't think that the Miz being shut down, start early, is that big of a deal, because you're right. I would much rather have a fresher Miz going into September than to have him kind of wearing down. So again, I mean, the guy throws 105 miles an hour, and he's not a machine. I mean, God forbid he's a little sore. And so I just think, like you said, he just needs some rest. But on another front, I don't think you could just overlook the fact that the Pirates swept the Brewers, and they are now three games over 500 for the first time in a while at the All-Star break. And on top of that, they improved to 5-1 against the Brewers in their six games so far this season. Is there maybe a little concern on that front? Because, I mean, this is a team that the Brewers could possibly be battling with down the stretch, and now they have some confidence knowing that they have beaten this team 5 out of 6 times.
I'm never going to say a team, like, you know, you got to give respect to everybody in the big league, right? Everybody lives in big houses, that sort of thing. The thing about the Pirates is, unless they make some trade acquisitions, I fear they're going to regress, because their bullpen, as great as it was this week against the Brewers, is their biggest weakness. And they're not going to have O'Neill Cruz for a little while longer. They're not going to have Connor Griffin for a little while longer. I fear that eventually the luck will run out. And on that front too, you know, I am going to overlook this, and here's why. You know who else just got swept this weekend and nobody's talking about it at all? The Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers just got swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks at home in L.A.
Oh, wow.
And no one's freaking out about that. Yeah. So it's like, hey, All-Star break for everybody. Everybody just trying to limp to the finish line. I am overlooking this series. That's why we play 162 of them.
Good point.
You know what I want to have happen? I want Freddie to come back. Why not go get Freddie?
No. We gotta nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
You can get Freddie Peralta for a song. You don't even have to get much for him, probably. They're giving him away by the time the trade deadline comes.
I need you to just pull up his numbers. And I love Freddie. I think he's a great human being. There's a matter of performance that needs to be there as well. And I hope he figures it out. I just don't think it's going to be in a Brewers or a Mets jersey, for that matter.
I guess I just have the Matt Arnold magic dust. You know, everyone he trades for is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a time of year that right now, like, the Quinn Priester absence is starting to show.
Yeah.
Right? You would love to have a little bit more experience in this rotation, because, look, as frustrating as it is not to have Brandon Woodruff available right now, you couldn't count on more than 100 innings out of him. So not having Quinn is certainly starting to show its head right now.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing, too, Dom, that you just brought up, Brandon Woodruff. It's not like the Miz has some decline in velocity or anything. And, again, this is an opportunity for the Miz, being a young guy. We have to remember this is only his second big league season. So he's doing things he hasn't done before, and I think it's a good thing for the Brewers to monitor that. But moving forward, we know how this first half of the season started, a lot of injuries, and then the Brewers are able to pick things up, and we saw what they can do when they are at full strength. I know health is always going to be key when you're making a playoff push, but what else do you think the Brewers need to do in order to keep the good, the wins and everything rolling this second half of the season?
Honestly, it's just get the offense clicking back into gear, right? Yelly needs to get going. He knows that. Murph knows that. The team knows that. And if he's going to be at the top of your lineup card and your designated hitter, it has to start with him. And we know Churio is becoming a superstar. We know Terang is becoming a superstar. Contreras is already a superstar. And if you can set the table with Yelly to the top and what Garrett and Jake have been doing, what Vaughn have been doing, just keep doing what you've been doing. I'm not asking for 350 out of those guys like we saw at times, but it all has to start with Christian Yelich, and the sooner he gets back to himself, the better.
Well, they are in first place, 59 wins. Don, before we let you go, biggest surprise of the first half, what stood out
to you? Miami Marlins.
Yeah?
Miami Marlins. Everything about them, they're going to be a tough series coming out of the break here this weekend.
Yeah, right away on Friday. Dom Catronio, your host of Brewers Extra Innings. Enjoy the break, my friend.
Thank you, guys.